We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball with the season coming up here after Thanksgiving. Talking now with longtime Harlan boys basketball head coach Mitch Osborne. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
Well, we're excited to get started, and we got a bunch of hardworking young men, but we're very inexperienced, and so we're going to be playing a lot of newcomers, and we got Joseph Rice back, who started, and a good person to build around, and Ben Linen will be the other one that started some games, and Franz Rice was out with his injuries last year, and so we got those two guys back, and then after that, it's all a bunch of newcomers.
Very good. Well, take me through Joseph Rice and Ben Linen and what they bring for you, and what their talents are, what you're going to try and build around.
Yeah, Joseph, he's very athletic, and he's strong inside, and so obviously he's going to give us an inside presence. And Ben Linen is also another post man, and but he plays extremely hard. And so can finish going to the hoop, and we're hoping can knock down a three here and there, top of the key to stretch the defense. But those two guys are two guys to build around, and then our starting point guard would be Dallas McDowell, who'd be a junior. And Dallas was played just a little bit last year towards the end of the year, but Dallas had a great summer. So he had a great JV year, but varsity and JV are two different things. So he's going to have to step up in a hurry. Kobe Clausen, be a sophomore wing player for us. And same way, Kobe's a good perimeter shooter, and he's grown a lot, and he's about 6'3", 6'4", now this year. And so, so he's going to have to really step up. And then Caden Bruck will be our fifth starter, and he's a senior. He was like our ninth man last year. And Caden has, been waiting his turn and working hard. And so that's our starting five. And then we got some guys that are battling for playing time behind him, to help come off the bench. Gabe Arkfeld, a junior, and you got Owen Knave is another one, another junior. And then you got Bryce Van Balla, senior, and Hayden Soma, senior, two guys that came out this year, and Hayden came out last year in middle junior year, and Bryce hasn't played basketball since eighth grade, but man, he's a worker and doing a great job. And then we got a freshman that will be moving the mix here, Creed Bogus, and very, very solid player and a good outside shooter. But like we said, very young and inexperienced, and so we're looking forward to the year though and getting started.
Yeah. So what would you say are the strengths of this year's team maybe compared to last year? I mean, last year you had a lot of experience coming in. This year, not as much. So how much does that change for you and your approach for for this bunch?
Well, patience is something I don't have a lot of at times, and I've learned over the years as you get older and more you coach that you got to be patient. We're going to make mistakes, and that's part of it. And whether they're playing college or they're playing in pros, they're mistakes you can't worry about. You get them on, move on to the next play. But these guys are, like I said, last year we had a lot of guys back, but the problem was we had injuries. Just the last 3 years we've been plagued with injuries to key players. And last year we only had two games where we played with our entire team where they were all healthy at one time. And so, that was tough to do, but we just kept hodgepodge and putting things together. And right now we keep everybody healthy. And I forgot to mention another one, a sophomore, Colt Schneider, has got an opportunity to help us, but he's been hurt since baseball. And Weston Rice, another senior, has been hurt since baseball. So those two guys maybe won't be healthy till Christmas, but that provides some more depth. But I think obviously we're going to have to control pace, tempo. I love to get up and down, but we got to do a better job of taking care of the ball in practice. We've been having too many turnovers, and that's part of being young and youthful. But I think everybody's going to takes a few games. Everybody get established in their roles and what they know, what they're supposed to do. And so, obviously key is going to be for us is rebounding and taking care of the basketball is going to be two keys. We're not extremely big, but you just gotta be getting good position, and you just gotta outwork people.
How do you feel about your outside shooting? I mean, of the players you lost last year, some key, really good 3-point shooters like Jason Earlmeyer shot darn near 46% from three-point land. And the Eggers kid also shot 42%. So, I mean, those were reliable shooters. Do you feel like you got some good shooters coming back?
Well, we're working on it. And Dallas McGowell, he can go on a streak where he can knock down seven in a row, but he can go on a streak where he misses seven in a row. And the thing that Kia tell everybody is you're going to make the next one. And he's such a good shooter. And Kobe Klaassen's a good three-point shooter. And that's where Creed Bogus comes in. He's a good perimeter shooter. So we've got those three guys, and we're going to need that because teams are going to really – if they're scouting us – if I was scouting this, I'd be taking away, trying to do the best to take away Joseph Rice and Ben Lyon inside. And you know, because going in the early part of the season, that's probably going to be our strength until these other guys get their feet underneath them. And so, Caden Brooks also is a very capable outside shooter. So we're going to have to knock him down, that's for sure.
And how do you feel about the Hawkeye 10 this year and maybe your place in the conference?
Well, it's just extremely – each and every year it's very, very competitive, you know. And, you know, looking at this year, I think Kemper's got a state tournament team coming back. They're probably over – you know, definitely would be labeled a conference favorite. Lewis Central has just got extreme size and depth. And, you know, so they're right there. And Glenwood, Kurt Schulte and Glenwood, they're always, each and every year, they're going to be in the hunt. And after that, I think it's just everybody else going to be fighting and clawing. And, you know, you just don't know. You could be ready each and every game. I mean, last year, Lewis Central won the league, and Denison was up. Kemper, they tied. Them and Kemper were up there. And Denison, we swept Denison, and we swept the Lewis Central. You know, but then we had a couple tough losses on the road. So you just got to you got to try to be consistent, and you got to be ready to play each and every game.
You've obviously been doing this for a while, 41 years as a head coach, 28 at Harlan. What things do you do to try and challenge yourself each and every year?
Well, you just got to be a lifelong learner. I consider myself a lifelong learner, and you just got to adjust the personnel you have. You know, some years we put in different sets, and we got our old standbys, of course. Everybody scouted us knows we're going to run a couple, two or three different sets, and you know, but we got counters to them. But in the same token, we put in a few new bounce plays, and you try to make some adjustments at Christmas after everybody scouted you, and add a few things and a few more wrinkles as the year goes on. But you know, we just try really want to play solid half court D. That's going to be a huge key, playing solid and taking away teams. Their running game or their transition buckets is a huge key, and obviously rebounding and obviously taking care of the ball and playing with a lot of poise and composure. So, but you know, I'm excited as I ever been. It's amazing it's gone that fast, and you know, so it's we know I'm at the tail end of my career. There's no doubt about that, but we're looking forward to this year.
Well, we're looking forward to covering you, Coach. I know that I saw you coach Harlan way back when I was in Sioux City, and now looking forward to covering you this year here at KSOM, and we'll be seeing your team in action periodically throughout the year. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mitch Osborne, head coach for Harlan Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.